What does Auburn have to do to maintain this recruiting momentum?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Wednesday. Recording here live from Orange Beach, Alabama. So if you're down here, I'm on vacation. Give me a shout. Might be able to meet up, say hello. But we're going to get after it. We're going to get into it today. How does Auburn keep this recruiting momentum going? Football season kicks off. Practice starts tomorrow. And we're going to dive all into that in just a second. Before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management, powered by Retirement Results. You got to check him out, retirementresults.com/plan. Get you a custom portfolio analysis. Usually costs thousands of dollars to do this. It doesn't even matter if you've already got something set up. Ford will take a look at it. He'll dive into it, make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do to get you where you need to be. Great guy, Auburn fan. I know he's fired up about the recruiting. Know he's fired up that that camp is starting tomorrow. And you can make a friend at the same time. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Auburn's been on a recruiting heater this week. Yesterday, no commitment. So hey, the sky's falling. Just kidding. No. It's kind of funny with all the action we've had over the last 3 days. You have a day that goes with no commitments, and you start to kind of get a little bored. But no, I think the action's going to pick up here again pretty soon. But how does Auburn keep this momentum going? Okay, you can sell. You can talk, you can have visits, you can do what you got to do, but how do you close this thing out? I mean, as it sits right now, Auburn is anywhere from whatever site you look at, right around fifth or sixth in recruiting. Already one of the higher rated classes that they've had in the past, 10, 15 years. How do you finish it out? Toe hasn't even met leather yet. There's still so much time left that things could go great, could go bad. How do you close it out, and where could Auburn look at possibly landing? Well, the first thing you have to do, honestly, you have to close it out. You're at 21 commits right now. You're looking to add probably at least another 5 to 6 more. You got to get those guys. You got some upcoming commitments coming up. You got to keep the ball rolling. You got to keep the momentum going. You got to keep going after. You got to keep adding to this class. You got a lot of defensive guys. You got to start looking a little bit more on the offensive side. Hopefully you land that quarterback, looking at possibly another running back, another wide receiver. Probably going to be a little bit more need to close that out a little bit more on the offensive side, but you got to close it out. Again, if you want to be where we stand now is great. Where Auburn stands now is great, but if you don't add another commit, you're probably going to be somewhere in the top 10 range. Obviously, that's not going to happen. As you add, your ranking is going to continue to go up. But as Auburn adds another 4 to 5 to, 4, 5, 6 commits, there's a really good shot, if the right ones jump in, that you could be in that top 4, top 3. There's a pathway to even maybe a top 3 class. So you can't just sit back. You can't just rest and think this is over, because not only do you have to continue to close it out and add guys, you got to continue to recruit your own commits. We've seen that in the past. Auburn has had 3 decommitments. One of them has recommitted. You're looking to add, hopefully, the second one, maybe even this week, a second recommitment, which is crazy just to even think about, because that just doesn't happen very often. You're looking to possibly add your second one in Tyler Lockhart, hopefully pretty soon, 4-star linebacker. But yeah, you got to hold on to your guys. You got to continue to sell your guys. I think it was funny, one of our rivals was talking about some of their recruiting and talked about how some maybe they needed to do a little bit better job of recruiting the guys they already have committed, because nowadays everybody's trying to pick your guys off. It flipping is much easier than it used to be. So you got to recruit your guys. You got to keep your guys that you have. I did a show a couple of months ago, and it's how Auburn can reach a top five class. And I think one of the things was class retention that we talked about. Auburn typically is pretty solid. They got a pretty solid foundation, pretty solid program as far as it goes to keeping commits. That's something you got to continue to do. You can't just sit back and relax and hope that they're going to stick. You got to call them. You got to talk to them. You got to continue to recruit those guys. And I think Auburn has a very elite system in place to be able to handle that and be able to continue to show these guys love. But the recruiting aspect, so you, obviously that speaks for itself. You got to add guys. You got to keep your guys. But when it comes down to it, practice starts tomorrow. When it comes down to it, the product on the field is the biggest recruiting tool for this class this year and moving forward. It's probably the most important class. You can call, you can text, you can visit, you can knock it out of the park, you can wine and dine, but at the end of the day, and you can have the best NIL package, but at the end of the day, you're going to eventually have to have a product on the field that is attractive. So Auburn has to be able to put a good product on the field this year. Okay, there's no more playing. Last year was even though the recruiting was great from a product on the field, I don't think it was anything that Hugh expected. It definitely wasn't what Auburn expected, and it stepped up the notch of urgency to have to produce this year instead of, you know, that slow build, that slow climb. Auburn's gonna have to put something out there that's very attractive. Now, look, there is the good thing is there is a great pathway here with the way this schedule sets up. There is a great pathway to 9 wins. I really believe that. That's not just super boog. It's not really that far fetched if you can put some stuff together. You got some good weapons on offense. I mean, the way the schedule is set up, Auburn has five, like we all know this. You got five home games right to start off with, and then you have three home games after a little road trip that you have for 3 weeks, and all eight are probably the most manageable home schedule I can remember. You're going to play two teams that you're – there's two teams at home right now that you're currently not favored against, and you're only not favored by 2.5 to 3 points. And that's Oklahoma, and that's Texas A&M, and that's just preseason. If Auburn were to get hot and get on a roll, those lines are probably going to change. Those lines are probably going to change a little bit. So there's a great pathway to 9 wins. If you could win all your home games and then just win one of the away games, you got Kentucky, you got Missouri, you got Alabama, and obviously you got Georgia. You win one of those, There you are at nine wins. And hey, if you're going to be probably a big, you're probably going to be at least a touchdown underdog probably against Missouri, because I think everybody predicts them to have a pretty good year. But Kentucky should be manageable. And if you can put together that nine win season, you're talking about a buzz at Auburn that would be relatively unheard of. You're talking about a buzz at Auburn if there's a year that I can compare it to, and I can't really come up with anything. You're talking about a buzz that would be huge. You're going to have kids. I think there's so many kids. I really do. And this is not, I do book, but I really do think Hugh is such a great recruiter and is such a big culture guy, and I think the culture at Auburn is so attractive that if you can just show them that it can translate into wins, it can translate into becoming a championship contender. If you can just show that, then it makes the recruiting part of it a lot easier. I think it makes even some price tags come down, if you understand what I'm saying, what I'm talking about from an NIL perspective. So The 9 wins, 8 wins would be fine. 8 wins would be a big improvement, because then you'd obviously have a chance to win 9 games. But 9 games, that means you're in the playoff talk. You're probably not going to make the playoff, because that probably means 3 SEC losses. And we'll have to see how the playoffs shake out this year, but with it being 12 teams. But there hasn't I don't think there's really been a 3-loss team in the past that would have snuck into that top 12 discussion had we had 12 teams, you know, the past several years that we've had the playoff. But you're talking about being in the conversation possibly late into the year, to where that maybe even that Alabama game could be somewhat maybe like a play-in type game. So there's just a lot of opportunities for Auburn to really, really strike while the recruiting momentum's hot, strike it with a hot season, and then look out. You know, sit back, buckle up, look out, because it could be a lot of fun. And the good thing is you got basically after August, and there's some big guys that are probably going to commit before the end of August, but from August on, you're going to be basically big game hunting. You're going to be looking to possibly flip, you know, a Naeem Offord, a Caleb Cunningham, you know, those type players. So if those guys see that Auburn's doing it, if I can do it at Auburn, it's not just hype, it's not just vibes, it's not just, you know, good feelings, it's not just booging. Hey, they're doing it on the field. If you can get there, you're going to make it to where you're going to be able to dedicate a ton of resources to those guys, and it's going to be an attractive product to sell. There is a pathway to 9 wins. I think 9 wins is not an unreasonable expectation. And I think if you can get there, you're talking about a big wave of momentum heading into this signing day, where Auburn can make Auburn's already on sort of like a historical pathway, a historic pathway for Auburn, not overall, but for Auburn, definitely a historic pathway in recruiting. A good season catapults that just even further. So that's the importance of these first 5 games, I think, is massive. That Oklahoma game, it's scheduled to be an afternoon game. Wish it could be a night game, but I think you can still get hype. We can still get the energy going and make that one special. Because again, if you start 5-0, it makes that 9 wins even that much more easy to attain. So pathway to 9 wins. The second thing I think Auburn needs. Look, Auburn's traditionally going to be able to recruit defense. I don't know what it is. Auburn just seems to be able to recruit defensive players relatively easy, even under offensive head coaches. Hugh Freeze has done really well on the defensive side. This class is littered with great defensive players. Last class is littered with great defensive players. Defense is not really an issue. Last year's defense, those guys turned it around at times, were very, very, very good. They held some very good offenses in check. And then obviously depth became an issue, and the floodgates opened at times. But offense has been a struggle, has continued to be a struggle, especially over the last several years. So you really need an offensive revival this year. And I think the tools are finally in place, the pieces are finally in place to be able to put a good offensive product on the field. And it couldn't happen at a better time. It really couldn't. See, last year was honestly hard to watch at times. The disorganization, the back and forth of quarterbacks, the uncertainty around play calling. Do you run? Do you use pace? Do you not use pace? Do you run the RPOs? Do you just run the ball like crazy? Do you run read option? There just wasn't an identity. And I think this year you're going to be able to at least establish an identity. And you got to have an offensive revival. The pieces are there, though. You finally feel like you got some weapons, albeit maybe a little bit inexperienced, but you have some veteran pieces around the inexperience that I really do think Auburn could make some stuff happen. Hugh Freeze running the show. There's no bones about it now. Hugh Freeze is running the show on offense. You got all your offensive staff seems to be all aligned, moving in the same direction. You got Peyton Thorne. You got Keandre Lambert-Smith. You got Robert Lewis. You got Rivaldo Fairweather. That's your veterans. That's your veterans, and all those dudes can put up numbers. All of those guys have put up numbers. Then you throw in your youth, your playmakers, your guys like Perry Thompson, Cam Coleman. Cam Coleman's going to be one of the better players in the SEC this year. And then you throw in just a middle of the road to a little bit above middle of the road offensive line. I think you're going to see, and then how can I forget running backs? I mean, you got possibly the best running back room in the SEC, one of the top rushers in the SEC returning for his final season. I mean, I think you can make some stuff happen on offense. You got weapons. Last year, you lacked weapons. You had guys, but you didn't have a lot of real big threats that could sort of take stress off of each other. Rivaldo Fairweather was your best pass catcher. You didn't have really anybody that could sort of take bodies off of him. You couldn't. Everybody knew the ball was going to have to go to Rivaldo Fairweather. Your other leading receivers were slot guys. You just didn't have anybody on the outside that could stretch the field, create space. Everything was essentially pound, pound, pound with the run, and then just hope and pray on third down and throw it up to Rivaldo. I think you're going to have a lot more options this year, and you're going to have a good mix of youth and veteran experience. I really think that Keandre Lambert-Smith addition could not have come, could not be more perfect to add to this team. So to sum all that up, yes, Auburn is on a historic run for Auburn right now in recruiting, but it's only August. That's what's crazy. We brag, you get happy about the fact that you're here and it's already August, but it's only August. There's still so much time that things can go way much better, and then things could go, you know, the reality of it is things can go the other way as well. So you got to close it out. You got to continue. You can't just sit back. You got to continue to go close these guys, hit your big commits over the next couple of weeks, and then big game hunt. Try to get those dudes, those five-star guys to flip to Auburn. And then you got to get to at least 8, hopefully 9 wins. If you can get to 9 wins, you're really going to make some noise. And then you got to have an offensive revival. You got to be able to move the ball. You got to be able to score points, get some yards, make some things happen. And if you do that, I think Auburn could be, without a doubt, it'll be the best recruiting class at Auburn since maybe in the modern recruiting era. I went back and looked at the 247, the 247 rankings all the way back to 2010. I think 2011 possibly was Auburn's top class ever at 5. And Auburn is close from a point perspective to that class already. So you're talking about maybe the best recruiting class ever in the history for Auburn, which is great. That's what you got to have. You got to have the best classes. You got to be able to bring in the best kids every year. These are the things that's got to happen to make sure that you finish this thing out. So, guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. We're going to keep going for the rest of the week, recording live here from Orange Beach. So the scenery could be different, but the content's going to be the same. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to get after it again tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely. Oh, yeah.